What if you could have new customers chase you down instead of the other way around? What if price was removed as an objection for new customers? Or what if you could stand out without saying a single word? Increase your sales, get more leads, and build a brand with Green Frog Web Design. Get a website that helps you pre-sell your work and remove price as an objection. And we have a great offer for the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast listeners. You can get your first month for only $1 with Scott and have your website live in 3 weeks from the projected start date, or it's free for a year. And now, are you tired of sending people to the crusty old website you have? Or is your website impossible to find on Google? Or just does it lack the proper SEO? Allow Green Frog Web Design to build you a new website or improve the SEO on your current website so that it converts visitors and helps you get ranked on Google.
We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you all know real quick that we've been talking on social media about Google Business Profile a lot lately. And we're talking about it because it's a free tool that you can use to get found online. It's that time of year where you want to have your phone ringing off the hook. You want to be booked out a couple months. Nobody wants an empty schedule right now. So if your phone's not ringing off the hook, if you don't have as many jobs lined up as you want, your Google Business Profile is a way to rank higher online in online searches so you can get found for anybody who's looking for a landscaper near me can quickly and easily find your company. If you don't know how to do this, we do have a course on it. But if you do not want to take the time to go through a course on how to set this up and optimize it yourself, well, because they're setting it up and there's optimizing it. Yes. It's more than just creating the account. There is actually quite a bit to the optimization in order for it to function in a way that gets you to the highest ranking, to get you found online. There is a way to set up your account so it stands out from everybody else. Yeah. But we are now offering this as a done-for-you service. So if you don't want to take the time to go through the course, if you just don't feel like even messing with it, even though the course is great, we created it with landscapers in mind. It's easy to understand. It's not too lengthy. You could get it done. But if you just do not have the time for that, don't even want to mess with it, go to milliondollarlandscaper.com and you can hire us to do it for you.
It's springtime. We understand that you don't have time for all this stuff. You're busy working, keeping your crews busy and all that stuff. So if you don't want to mess with it, just let us know. You can go to milliondollarlandscaper.com/manage GBP. We'll put the link in the show notes and you guys get signed up for that and we can take care of it.
Scott's been getting great results for everybody that we've been working with. A lot of their numbers are up over 100%, 150% increase in phone calls and clicks on their website and stuff like that. So yeah, like Scott said, find the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarlandscaper.com. You can click through, find us through there. Yep. But this is a easy way to get this done for you. You don't even have to mess.
And it's right now is at a low cost. We wanted to make it something special for you right now. So make sure you take advantage of it before the price goes up.
Yeah, because we're just kind of rolling it out. Yep. So we're going to talk about communication today because this communication. It's been a little bit of something, even in just our own lives here in the past couple of days. But no matter where you work, I've worked many different places, not just in landscaping. Communication is always one of the number one factors that make it a great place to work, that make it a terrible place to work. Yep. It can make your day amazing. It can make your day terrible.
Yep. Like Katie said, it's hit us home personally.
I don't want to drag it out too long, but kind of the two takeaways that I want you to have for today is number one, if you are not communicating well, people will fill in the blanks of what you're saying. If you're not communicating clearly and not saying enough and there's kind of holes in it, people are going to fill in their own blanks. I've got some stories on that. That And you probably just need to over-communicate because people aren't in your brain. And so even though you thought something, if you didn't say it, the person that you're talking to might not be thinking the same thing.
Yes.
Because people are different. Everybody's minds are in different places and everybody is looking at everything through their own lens of the world. And you have to remember you're a business owner. And so you have a completely different lens of the world than your employees or the homeowners that you're talking to. And so you really, really just have to over-communicate. Because if you just assume that they're thinking the same thing that you are, they probably are not.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get into the first one. This is one of the best bits of advice that I have ever, and I don't even honestly remember where I heard it or who told it to me, but it was that if you don't communicate, people will fill in their own blanks. And I have one really funny story that, where this happened, where I'm 100% guilty of this, but I have that one's a little lengthy, but I have a much quicker one. That happened just today, literally this morning. Yep. We were taking our son to go get his senior pictures taken. And I like to think I'm a good communicator, but I don't always honestly communicate with Scott as much as I could because he is also a fireman. If you guys didn't know, he works as a fireman. So he's often gone for 24, 36, 48 hours at a time. He's gone for big chunks of time. And I sometimes forget that I talk to the kids. I talk to my sister. I talk to literally everybody else but him. And yep. I sometimes forget. So as we were getting in the car today to go take my son's senior pictures, he thought we were going to a local park and I thought he was joking. I'm like, shut up. We are not. Like, nobody said that. What are you talking about? I thought he was like just trying to make a bad joke. He was 1,000% serious. He literally thought that's where we were going.
We're going to go to get ready to get in the car. And I'm thinking
he was driving.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Like, and I would have been like, where are you going? What are you doing? And so there was just poor communication on my part because I had talked to everybody else. We talked about where he wanted to go get his pictures taken and what he wanted to do.
Nobody
talked to Scott about this. And Scott filled in his own blanks. He's like, yeah, we're just good.
I thought that was something that was discussed a long time ago. And that's just
it's a popular place to go. It's a very lovely park that's nearby. And people do prom pictures are often taken there. People take pictures there all the time. So it wasn't a completely unreasonable thought for him to have, but it was just not what we had discussed at all. But he just made it up. He's like, oh, we're just going to the park. So you have to communicate with people or they will fill in their own blanks.
And that's usually not what you had in mind.
And it's not what you had in mind. Now, the slightly funnier story on this is, okay, we have, we'll just say, a friend of the family whose father is a widower. And his father is, we live in Indiana. His father isn't originally from Kentucky, but has family kind of all over.
I was trying to remember which story you're going.
Oh, yes. You know which one I'm talking about now. So this friend of the family, his father is a widower and he's retired. So he moved down to Jacksonville, Florida, because he has a brother down there. Yep. So he was like, you know, I'm retired now. I just want to be near, you know, my brother by some family. And we're like, that's great. You know, you're retired. Go for it. So he did move down there, but he lived with his brother for a little while, but then he moved in with his niece, his brother's daughter. We're like, oh, okay, well, maybe just
for a time being, whatever,
you know, okay, for a little bit. Oh, all right. We're like, oh, okay. So but then he lived with the niece for a couple years, and this keeps going on. And like, even we went down to Florida and we met up with him and the niece. Like, they drove together and they're like talking about, oh yeah, we go to the store, all the like, it's
just, everything was together.
It was like together all the time. And so I'm just going to have to say it. We're like, oh my gosh. We're like, is he dating his niece? And we're like, this is disgusting and weird.
Very weird.
We're like, oh my gosh, that's your cousin. We're like, oh my, I'm like, is your cousin now your grandma? We started like, of course not to his fate. We're like calling her cousin grandma. We're like, oh my gosh, what is going on with your dad? Like, we are all freaking out because they are together way too much. It's all the time. When the father would come up to visit, like, he would get phone calls in the middle of the night and he would like take his phone and go sit in the car and talk to these phone calls in the middle of the night. And we're just like, once again, we're filling in our own blanks. We are now officially calling her cousin grandma. We have his dad dating his niece. We have filled in our own story. Eventually, the truth did come out of what was going on. Unfortunately, she was battling alcoholism and she was having a lot of health issues. But nobody ever said this. Yes. His dad never mentioned the health issues, never mentioned the alcoholism.
This went on for like a while.
A number of years. Yes. We're like 4 years deep into this story that we have in our heads. made his dad dating his niece, but that is not what was going on.
No.
And once the real information came out, once he was, you know, just more forward with it, it turns out that there were indeed things going on. Huge. That make a lot more sense, yes, of why he might need to talk to her privately at midnight on the phone.
He was just trying to support her.
Yes, he was just helping her get through a very tough time in her life. But if you do not tell this to people, if you're anything like us, we'll fill in our own blanks and we jumped right to he's dating his niece. And so I'm just saying, over communicate with people or they will fill in their own blanks and it's not always right because we weren't taking our son to go get pictures at the park and our friend's dad was indeed not dating his niece. And so people are often wrong with the things that they fill in. So please over communicate so people are not filling in the blanks with their own wild shenanigans.
Well, and like, do you have more you want to say? Just kind of on the opposite end. A long time ago, I used to work for a fire restoration company for a short period. And the boss would kind of over communicate how he wanted me to do things. And I'm like, on that end of things, I'm like, why is he telling me like I have to wipe this way or whatever it was that he's trying to tell me how to clean the furniture, walls?
Well, you took very much offense to it because you're like, I am not stupid. Yes. Why are you telling me this stuff? But at the time, you were quite young. We were in our very early 20s and you hadn't really, well, obviously you had worked in the family landscaping business, but you hadn't been like a supervisory capacity quite so much. So I think maybe you just didn't realize it yet.
Yeah. And it was just like, why is he telling me like every single detail? I can figure this out. Like you tell me what to do, I'll go do it. But
lesson learned. I think you understand it now in hindsight that you cannot trust everybody to figure it out and know how to do it.
Yeah, because nowadays I'm like, oh yeah, you have to tell everybody.
You gotta tell everybody
every single detail. I'm like, this is something I always told my dad. You have to, if it's not written down, it doesn't count. Like I always stress that to him.
Well, once again, people will fill in their own blanks. Please, if you think you're communicating enough, maybe you need, if there are areas that are not quite going as well as you thought, maybe just communicate a little bit more.
Well, and I think part of this is where you hear some people say, his employees are just dumb. They can't do anything. Well, maybe it's you. Maybe
this goes to my second part because my number one piece was over communicate, otherwise people will fill in their own blanks. And my second one was over communicate because people cannot read your mind. Oh my goodness. Because this goes, we've just been, our son works in the family landscaping business just part-time after school. And we've just been having a lot. This has been coming to a head a lot lately because he's an 18-year-old boy. And if you talk to an 18-year-old boy, they know everything. And they've got this like on lock.
Their confidence is way.
Confidence is not lacking. But what you tell them and what is in their head doesn't always match. And if you don't over communicate with them, they can't read your mind. Mm-hmm. I guess is my point, is they can't read your mind. And you have to make sure you tell them all the details because what we're running into, it's like he wanted permission to drive the payloader to the back because that was part of the senior pictures. Mm-hmm. And yes, he got the permission to do that, but there was a yeah, but with it. Oh yeah, but I have drain tile in, so please don't run that over and show him where it was. So there's all these like yeah, buts that go with it. Like, yeah, you can do that, but don't drive here because of this. But the yeah, but part is never communicated. Yeah. And that is where it's in your dad's head, but it never gets communicated out. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure you're communicating out those parts. And I think that is where, like you were alluding to with employees, where you're like, oh, these employees are just so stupid. They might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is it that you're just not giving them the yeah, but, or the second part of the story or the rest of the sentence? You have to be giving them all of it. All of it.
This happens all the time in the field and all different realms. Like I see it all the time.
Oh, it's everywhere.
People just don't tell you enough stuff. And you're just, again, they assume things that they're just going to make their own conclusions or whatever it is or do what they think they need to do.
Yes.
But if they don't know the why or what's going on or don't drive over the drain tile this is where the drain tile is. You don't know that. They're just going to take it upon themselves.
Because he's out driving in an area where we're drying out dirt because they pulverize and sell dirt. And so it all just looks like torn up ground. Like it's not like it's an obvious like, I trenched here and put a drain tile here. The whole place is tore up. You cannot visually tell this on your own.
Yes.
If nobody points it out, you're not going to know it. So you have to communicate these things. And recently too, they were borrowing a bulldozer and our son was told that he could drive around the bulldozer. But not when it's getting picked up the next day. But then it wasn't communicated to him that it was getting picked up the next day. So once again, he's operating it thinking this is fine. Grandpa said I could drive it. But, oh, yeah, we already had it cleaned off and it was getting picked up the next day. But that was never communicated. So he didn't know. So there's, once again, hurt feelings, getting yelled at, all this going on. And it's, you know, why is he doing all of these things? It's like, well, because you have to give him the rest of the story. You can't say, yes, you can go drive this and then not say, oh, but no, not on this day because it's getting picked up the next day. Or not if you can see that it's just been pressure washed because that means it's clean and it's going to be going back to the owner. Like, you have to say all of the things.
Well, and we've been talking a lot about just your employees. This also goes for your customers as well. And this is something I learned early on, like for water features. When we're putting in a water feature, we're digging up, we're making a kind of a mess in your backyard for a while. And some of the people, they start seeing that the first or second day and you have dirt piled up everywhere and you still have to haul
it off.
It's
a trust the process type of situation because it's going to look like a horrible bomb went off before it looks nice. You have to trust the process.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I learned was I had to tell the customer before we started, like, hey, it's going to look like a bomb has gone off in your backyard. But trust me. We have a vision. We're going to go through this and we're going to get through and it's going to be cleaned up. It's going to look awesome. But I didn't, in my first couple of customers, I didn't communicate that. And I didn't think about it just because I'm like, okay.
Because you know this. Like, you're like, yeah, duh, we're digging a hole. It's going to be a muddy mess. Makes sense to you, but didn't to them.
Same thing with your customers. You have to do the same thing. You have to over communicate. You cannot tell them enough information. Like, we required our foreman to talk to the homeowner if they're home and let them know what is going on. And there's all kinds of cool tools you can do to like share information, you know, email, texting, or there's different apps out there too. But whatever it is, you need to communicate with the customer all the time, letting them know they want to know this information. If they don't want that much, they'll tell you like, hey, I don't need the text every day.
Yeah, we're good. But, we're fine. Yeah.
But until they get to that point, continue to communicate. Let them know what the next step is, what's going to happen. Tomorrow, we're going to be out here doing this. Or if it rains, let them know, hey, it's rained. We're not going to be out there. Plus all the other customers that are behind them that are next in line, let them know what's going on. So you can never communicate.
Moral of the story is look at your days and look at your life and where are things maybe a little contentious right now? Where is it? Because is contentious a word? I might have made that word up. That might not be a real word. But where is there an area for improvement in communication? What is going on right now that you're like, oh, if I could just communicate a little clearer, if we could have just said a little more. Look at those areas and then just practice saying what you ain't saying. Just say a little more. Just say a little more. Yep. Try and get it out there. It can be hard if you're not used to doing that. I'm a little bit of an over communicator, usually by nature, except for with Scott. But it does not come naturally to a lot of people. So please just, like I said, if you've got some stuff going on, maybe everybody isn't always stupid.
Yes.
You might need to just communicate with them a little more because they might just be looking at things through a different lens and you don't want them filling in their own blanks because like I said, we absolutely had family incest going on when we were left to fill in our own blanks. We had a gentleman dating his niece and Scott was going to go to the wrong place to take pictures. So everybody will fill in the blanks on their own. So just over communicate. And if that can make your days go smoother and keep your relationships with employees, spouses, homeowners, whoever it is, it might help keep your relationship with those people a little bit better.
Yes,
because you won't be just like, oh my gosh, why are they so dumb? Anything else? Anything else you want to add to that?
No, it's all after the incest. It's all kind of downhill.
This is why you have to communicate. I don't know why it's the first place our minds went, but it was. Well, because it was all really weird.
Well, it didn't start that way. It just kind of progressed.
Years. I mean, this was a number of years. Yes. Anyway.
It's all good now.
That's all right. Thanks for joining us. I hope this helped. I know it got a little weird with the storytelling, but have a great day.
Yes. Talk to you later, guys.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey, and thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.